Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future deco, modern, retro, and other related events. Also the stories that celebrate New Zealand's history and its people, as well as book reviews and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era.
Deco Retro, Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Nancy on the Deco Retro program. Well, listeners, this is our last program for the year. Philippa and I would like to bring you some Christmas carols we have chosen to celebrate the season. Christmas is a time of year for happiness and getting together with our families and friends. A time for laughter, fun and holidays in the sun. Unfortunately, not all Christmases have been full of cheer and happiness. I would like to recall Christmas 1953 and the Tangiwai rail disaster, where many families lost their loved ones on the overnight express travelling from Wellington to Auckland. In remembrance of the 151 people who died in the Tangiwai railway disaster, I would like to share with you an account of a 12-year-old girl who lived at Mangamahu on the edge of a cliff high above the Whangahoo River. At 10:20 p.m. on Christmas Eve 1953, a lahar from Mount Ruapehu came rushing down the Whangahoo River and swept away the Tangiwai Railway Bridge as the Limited Express was crossing it. The engine and six carriages went into the torrent at just about the moment my parents were filling our pillowcases with Christmas presents. We woke up Mum and Dad just before 6 a.m. on Christmas morning to show them what Father Christmas had brought us. And Dad turned on the bedside radio to see how many runs Australia had scored overnight in their test against England for the Ashes. Instead, he heard the announcement. A passenger train has been swept away in a flood at Sulphur Creek. He and Mum left us to our toys and went across the road to the cliff edge above the river. Just as they got there, they heard roaring. A huge wall of liquid mud, 10 feet high, swept into view. When I joined them a few minutes later, I was struck by all the pillows being swept down on the torrent. Passengers on the Limited Express used to pay 2 shillings to hire a pillow, kapok filled, with a freshly washed pillow slip on it to make the overnight journey more comfortable. There were dozens and dozens of these pillows floating past, but my dad noticed that some of the pillows were the naked backs of passengers.
I was 12 years old at Christmas morning, 1953. And Santa had come, or Dad and Mum, what would our presents be? My pillowcase was bulging, full of presents by my bed, when the river brought those pillows of the dead. We were opening up our presents when a roaring wall of mud poured down the gorge behind us, tossing pillows on its flood. And 1,000 shattered timbers painted railway carriage red. Can we go down to the river, Mum? Come inside, she said. They're the pillows of the dead.
Many of these bodies were of young women. The first carriage to be swept into the river was apparently full of Bible school trainees. Almost as hard to cope with were all the Christmas toys, all those teddy bears and koalas, soaked with mud and with their legs torn off. Many people arrived at the scene soon afterwards, and indeed one hero of a man, John Ellis, who had actually seen the torrent of water hit the bridge and tried to stop the train, running along the track with a torch and yelling as it approached. The driver sighted him and applied his brakes, but unfortunately too late to stop the express ploughing onto the bridge. The river was searched for days afterwards, and 50 of the bodies were brought to our shed to be cleaned and identified. My mum and neighbours helped wash the blood and mud from their bodies, mum tearfully saying, "What would their families think if we sent their sons and daughters back looking like that?"
Dad drove off down the valley. He was gone all Christmas Day. Your father's saving people's luggage that the flood has swept away. But he came home all mud and sulphur. Don't go near the lorry shed. And I knew he'd brought home pillows of the dead. Dad drove us up the valley to the bridge at Tungiwai, and I touched the wreckage on the mountainside. But I've never touched that muddy mess that bulged inside my head since the day I saw that pillow of the dead. Since the day I saw that pillow of the dead. They brought 40 bodies to our shed. I saw Dad bring in one on the back of his 5-tonner in the blazing midday sun. Half covered by a wool pack, arms and legs outspread, and I stared at that pillow of the dead.
I was 12 years old at the time. I remember the Queen and Prince Philip were in New Zealand that Christmas. It will always be in my memory, Christmas 1953.
God, take away these pillows of the dead. Give peace to us who live among your dead. Give peace to all your living and your dead. Give peace to all your living and your dead. Give peace to all your living and your dead. Give peace to all your living and your dead.
This song, Pillows of the Dead, was written by John Archer in 1979. He had just left teaching as a Marist brother in the Catholic schools. Thank you, listeners, for sharing this tribute to the Dingawai rail victims. May they rest in peace, all 151 of them. Now, on a brighter note, Philippa and I would like to bring you some Christmas carols. First of all, I would like you to hear our own Hayley Westenra and Sol Amir singing Silent Night.
Oh, In New Zealand, when the pahutukawa blooms in all its crimson glory, you know that Christmas is fast approaching and that summer is finally on its way. The words of the pahutukawa carol were written by Father Ted Forsman, an army chaplain while on active service in the Libyan desert in late 1941 during the Second World War. He was taken prisoner himself for a time while tending the wounded. That Christmas, his thoughts turned to home, and the pahutukawas in flower, a blaze of colour near Half Moon Bay in Auckland, an area much loved and frequented by his family. Willow Mackey loved the words of this carol and later wrote her own melody for them. So here it is, the pahutukawa carol sung by the Cantamus Community Choir in Auckland.
We have Judith Durham and the Seekers, an Australian group, singing When a Child is Born.
sky. The tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land, down to brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
A silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees, and the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
Music of the popular New Zealand carol Te Haranui were written by Willow Mackey, a prolific songwriter who specialised in writing folk songs about New Zealand history, people and events, including Māori legends. She is perhaps best known for her carol Te Haranui. On Christmas Day 1814, with the help of a young Māori chief, Ruatara, Samuel Marsden conducted the first Christmas service in New Zealand in the Bay of Islands. To a congregation of several hundred Māori, he preached the second chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. Behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy. Hence Willow's choice of Te Haranui, or Great Joy, as the title, and it is sung now by the Wellington Youth Choir. thought you would enjoy this song. I Saw Three Ships, sung by Kiri Te Kanawa.
Christmas Day, on Christmas Day, I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
What was in the ships of thee on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? What was in the ships of thee on Christmas Day in the morning?
Our Saviour Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Our Saviour Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day in the morning.
We will send the ships of thee on Christmas Day.
Oh, they sailed into Bethlehem on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Oh, they sailed into Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning.
Now here's pianist Carl Doy with members of the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra playing O Holy Night.
listeners, thank you for being with us today. I hope you've enjoyed our program.
And I'd also like to wish you and your family a very happy Christmas and an enjoyable and relaxing holiday break.
And the same from me, listeners. Have a lovely Christmas and join us again next year, second Wednesday of every month at 2:10 p.m.
If you enjoyed our program today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/DecoRetro. And we would like to thank our sponsors, Club Moderne, Art Deco Society, Auckland. We will keep you informed of all future exciting and glamorous events to be held by Club Moderne. For more information, email judith.moore650@gmail.com. That's judith.moore650@gmail.com. Bye for now.